be able to deliver programming that is speaking truth to power, and we want to be able to continue to do that. You can make your pledge to kpfk.org/donate, or you can call in at 818-985-5735. If you appreciate what we are about and what we're trying to do every day in collaboration with you all, please make sure to donate. Once again, you can donate at kpfk.org/donate or call in at 818-985-5735. Thanks so much for joining us. Wishing you all light, love, and peace. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Martin Sheen, and you're listening to KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara.
Icy cold curves of Angeles Crest to the sunny shores of PCH. This is the Car Show, coming to you every Saturday from 1 to 2 o'clock on KPFK 90.7 FM for over 50 years. Can you believe that? 50 years. I am joined this week and every week by my favorite co-host in the world, Michelle Spencer, who is a practicing attorney and an owner of not one but two Mazdas, a Miata, and an RX-8, one of the few RX-8s extant in the world. Welcome, Michelle.
Hey, Mark. Great to be here with you again to talk about all the things that are happening in the car world.
We are here, and our friend Ricardo, who usually co-hosts, triple co-hosts with us, is not available tonight. He is somewhere on the freeways of Southern California. He sent one message. And he showed a little map with a little dot that was him and all this red in both directions. So,
yeah, we got Ricardo, the message. We miss you.
We miss you, Ricardo. And
we hope you're in a really nice car.
We really miss your technical expertise because that means I'm doing it. So the sound, we're working on getting a little slightly better sound recording software that I tried out and it sounded better. So, you know, our buddy John Faulkner complained about that. He says, you know, the sound really is bad. So we're working
on that.
And also
the studio is moving. So
the studio is in the process of moving. Yep. So we might actually go in and someday record in the studio. It always sounds better there. What do you say, Michelle?
I'm
willing to drive up?
Sure. No problem.
Make the drive to LA?
Yep.
All right. So,
hey, it's Saturday morning. What the heck?
Things can only get better.
And there must be tacos afterwards. He knows that that's the rule.
Tacos are good. There's a taco place right next to the old KPFK studio. And mm-hmm. Who was the politician who said something about a taco truck on every corner? And some other politician said, hey, sounds good to me. And it sounds good to me, too. So anyway, we're digressing. We are here at KPFK, the car show, and I don't know if it's not really clear if we're supposed to be raising money or not, because I never got an email that said we're doing a fundraiser. But just to remind you, as we probably should every week, you can, anytime you want, you can go to kpfk.org and you can make a donation. You can give us cash. You can do it through a credit card. You can donate your car, your old junker that's out there. So that Bugatti Type 35 that you crashed in the last race,
You don't want to clean it up. You don't want to.
To KPFK. Yeah. So I don't know if that fulfills our obligation here.
Well, can I say one thing before we actually get into our events? And you can take a drink of water for your cough. Okay. So here's the deal. Our listeners rock. You know why? Mm. Because on our last donation drives that we had, the station was happy with us. We brought in a lot of money compared to a lot of other programs. So thank you, listeners.
Thank you, listeners. And we meet listeners at these events that we all go to. And they are great, great guys and great, I can't say gals. ladies.
Well, you could say ladies. Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm from the Stone Age. I'm trying desperately to.
I can tell.
Do the right
and
thing.
I'm trying to help you through this crisis.
Legal help here. Okay, let's just stop talking and go into the calendar.
Get to the events. Come on.
Calendar section. And we're going to start with an ancient event here, at least for Southern California. This is like a Stonehenge during the solstice. The Pomona Swap Meet. Sunday, October 13th. That's tomorrow from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you want the bargains, you get there at 5 a.m. Pomona Swap Meet, 1101 West McKinley Avenue, Pomona, in the big parking lot, the west end of the Fairplex, right next to the drag strip. That's 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's put on by PSM Events. Now, what do you think Pomona, what do we think PSM stands for?
Pomona Sports Marketing.
Pomona Swap Meet. Come on, man. Oh. That was easy.
It's been a long week.
They presents seven giant automotive swap meets every year that have become known as the West Coast's largest antique auto, Corvette, Porsche, street rod, and Volkswagen swap meet and classic car show. Pomona Swap Meet and Classic Car Show is the ultimate classic car event and gives you the opportunity to turn your classic car parts and automobilia into cash. Check it out at PomonaSwapMeet.com. I like that. They give you the date, the time, the location, and a website. We love you, Pomona Swap Meet.
And,
so many.
And that's why they're so successful.
Not to beat a dead horse here, but so many event organizers don't do that. So we can't feature you here in the calendar section. Reaching, I don't know, last time we did a survey, there were 100,000 listeners in LA. So give us the right information, the complete information. And we'll go, we'll put it up here.
Yeah.
Also tomorrow is going to be a busy day. So you start at 5 a.m. at the swap meet. And
you get your parts for your VW and get your hubcaps that you can turn into a pancake griddle. And then you'll have your imprint of your car in your pancake.
I haven't heard of that.
I saw this on Instagram just this week. I was like, that is epic, brilliant.
It's a hubcap?
Yeah, you take your hubcap and you attach a handle to it and you literally just pour your pancake stuff in there.
Okay, you've got brake dust, first of all, in your hubcap. That is bad. But who knows what's in the road getting stuck in the...
Don't you think you'd run it through the dishwasher first?
No, as an attorney, you should not be recommending this. Okay, we do not recommend that you use your hubcap for any kind of cooking. Okay. Unless you're a robot like on Futurama, then you can do it. Otherwise, you cannot. I was just out. What was I looking at? I was looking at the Subaru WRX TS. We drove that at Sonoma. And now the driving impressions are embargoed, but I can tell you about some. They had Brembo brakes, and the Brembo people were there with a little display of the brakes and the pads. Did you know that all copper is now removed from brake pads?
Because people steal it?
No, it's just, it was a part of the material from which they made brake pads. And it was very good at dissipating heat. As you know, by the copper, you have copper cookware sometimes if you go to Williams Sonoma, right? Because it's very effective at dissipating heat. Yeah. So that copper was coming off in the form of brake dust, washing down the streets and into, I believe it was a California thing. It was into San Francisco Bay. And they discovered that. And they said, that's bad for certain fish. And therefore nobody can have copper in their brake dust anymore. So they had to reformulate the brake pads. So all your brake pads are now copper free, America. You don't have to worry about killing fish because of your brake pads.
Was there a substitute or did they?
Yeah, I asked the Brembo people, you know, well, what did you do? I said, and it was a nice Italian lady. She just said, we did a different compound. It's like, yeah.
Oh, thanks a lot. Okay.
I first heard about that several years ago. And I talked to the Porsche engineers and they were complaining about it. This must have been like 10 years ago when they knew that it was coming. And they just said they were beside themselves. They didn't know how they were going to do it without copper, but they did. Hmm. So you're copper free, baby. All right. Super Chevy Sunday. That is tomorrow, October 13th. That is the same day as the Pomona Swap Meet, and it is going on at Irwindale. Now, I have written down here 8 to 4, Super Chevy Sunday, 8 to 4, Irwindale. So that's all day. So you start at Pomona Swap Meet, you go to Irwindale, and you see a car show and drag racing. Now, if you just want to go to the car, if you just want to go in and look around, it's $20 a person. If you want to go to the car show, if you want to show a car, it's $40. If you want to drag race, this is unbelievable. This is the best deal in racing. $60. And you can, you know, as many times as you can go down the strip, circle around, get back in the staging lanes, go down the strip. It's up to you how many times you can. Well, it's up to the number of cars that show up. $60. That's. Do you have a Chevy, Michelle?
Oh, no, just Mazda.
Well, you should go buy a Chevy for Super
just
Chevy
for this. Yes.
Sunday. Now, this next thing is in your neck of the woods. So it's the same day. So this is your entire, we're mapping out your whole day tomorrow for you.
Right. So when you're done drag racing, when you're done drag racing, you're, let's see, if I was going to get a Chevy, I'd get a Camaro. Yeah, I'd get a Camaro.
Which year?
Whatever the newest one is.
I agree. I was going to say that. I
would get
a 1LE because we did the press launch for that. It was at a racetrack in Canada because Canadians, they're all racers. And I had the best time there. They had this fleet of these Kermit green Camaro 1LEs, and they were just so much fun on that racetrack.
Yeah, I could see those being a blast. So take your Corvette or eat your Corvette or your whatever your Chevy is of the day.
Have a Chevy.
And go down to Gretti in Irvine starting at 11 o'clock.
Okay, you can't take your Corvette to Gretti. I mean, you could.
All right. So you're going to swap for your Toyota Supra.
Okay. All right. GTR or whatever. What are they?
Yeah.
BRZ.
Something like that. Yeah. Yes. Something that would go with the Gretti crowd. Okay. So did you know Gretti is 30 years old? So founded in 1994. And they are celebrating this Sunday from 11 o'clock. to 3 p.m. So there you go. You can do all three things. And that's at 9 Vanderbilt, just like it sounds, in Irvine. They're going to have a street fair. They're going to block off the street so that you can see all the cars arriving, which is always very important for your video, for your content. And then they'll have the car show, and they're going to have food trucks and a raffle. That's all the information they gave me.
That's fine. I've been to this, and it's fun. There's a lot of cool cars. It's a little bit like that first Fast and Furious movie. There's a few things like that still floating around like that, and you can get there. The only thing is I'll just say people in bikinis because they don't exist at these car shows. That was only in the movie. Okay. I just want to throw that out.
Right.
I want to manage expectations. Okay.
Yes. As for someone who goes to a lot of these import events, I can vouch for that. And all they call them the models that walk around with the umbrellas. They will take a picture with your car. You got to pay them and do not ask them for their number. Don't be a douche.
Can we say that word? I don't think
yes.
We can say that word.
Yes.
Okay. Let's skip right ahead then. Okay. That's your Sunday. That's for tomorrow. Now let's skip ahead to next weekend and we'll stick with the Fast and Furious deal. The Formula Drift finale, the end of the season. I think it's the 8th event of the season. It goes all across the country. Started right here in Southern California. Formula Drift finale, also at Irwindale Speedway, October 18th and 19th. It's called Round 8 Title Fight. And it's still up in the air. Who's going to win? You've got this guy from Ireland. He's won the championship 3 times. The only 3 times he was in it, I think, he won the championship. His name is James Dean, and there's an E on the end of Dean, so it's not the same as the guy who raced the Porsche. It's another guy. He's like 19 feet tall. Irishman James Dean leads that series, Formula Drift Series, with 566 points on his way to his 4th title. He, in second place, Oramus Odie Bakchis, is a second with 492. And Frederick, the Norwegian Hammer Osbo, is third with 436. Now, the interesting thing, Ospo, I think, has also won three championships in Formula D, if I'm not right. Interesting thing about him, he's from a town in Norway called Ski, Norway. And he looks exactly like, who was the actor on the original Hawaii Five-O TV series? Jack Lord. He looks exactly like Jack Lord.
Oh, wow.
It's just hilarious. I showed him a picture once of Jack Lord. I said, don't you think you look like this guy? And he says, no, I think you look like that guy.
Oh.
So I don't know.
I see.
So that was funny. Anyway, okay, that was.
Yes.
That's if you want to stick with Fast and Furious.
It just one little note on our James Dean that you mentioned.
Yes.
His ride is a Mustang RTR Spec 5.
Okay. Yeah, RTR is a. They'll sell you a bunch of parts for your Mustang. They'll sell you a complete Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to drive one. They kept saying, yeah, we'll get you in the car. No problem. And I never drove it. I don't think.
Got it. Well,
a Mustang is a great car for drifting.
Yeah. I was going to say that's, I wanted to know what he had because I always want to know if it's going to be, you know, a Miata or something else, but American car. So,
yep.
If you have an Italian American car, you
yes.
can go to Legacy Finish Line Cars and Coffee. They've changed their name. Instead of just Legacy Cars and Coffee, it's now Legacy Finish Line. This is the one that's on Flightway in Tustin. That's right around the corner from where I am. And so they're honoring Columbus Day with their Italian American Car Day on Saturday, October 19th.
Okay.
And they get underway at 7:30 and they end quick. So don't mess around. Get there. Because it's all done by 9:30. Like, everyone's gone.
All right.
And
that's Saturday, October 19th. And then you could still make it to Formula Drift in Irwindale on October 19th. And in between, maybe, here's one. In between, you could go to, remember, American Honda Collection Hall? It opened last year.
In Torrance.
It was a big deal. Our buddy Carl Pulley there at Honda, he's putting it together, and now I think that's his specialty, is he's in charge of just that. They had him running half of the company, and I don't know, that's a lot to run. Even Carl couldn't do it, so now he's concentrating his efforts on the American Honda Collection Hall, and they are going to be open to the public. They're going to have their usual, I think they call it cars, motorcycles.
Cars, bikes, and coffee.
Cars, bikes, and coffee. There, that says it right there. I missed it. Okay, October 19th from 9 to noon. This event happens every other month on the third Saturday. That's really hard to keep track of. So
yeah, I know.
You have to keep listening to the car show. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. We'll keep you straight. Even though we don't know the difference between the 18th and the 19th.
We don't. So that's a lot. This is on the 19th.
We're trying.
This is on the 19th.
The Saturday, the Sunday or the Saturday. It looks like
Saturday. Saturday, yeah. October 19th. And the Italian-American Car Day before that in Tustin is also Saturday, October 19th. So you start your Saturday, October 19th, down in Tustin, down in the OC for Italian-American Car Day. And then you drive up to Honda really quick before noon. I guess you could do that. Yeah, you could make it out there.
Yeah. Oh, easily. Yeah, because there's not that much traffic at that time of day.
Yeah. Okay, and then you keep going up the freeway to Irwindale for the Formula Drift finale.
Hey, we've got your whole social schedule here.
There's still more. But wait, there's more, as we used to say at Auto Week. The Custom Celebration Car Show is October 19th from 9 to 2 at Lions Automobilia. And that's put on by the Canberra Speed Shop and Mercifuls SoCal Car Club.
The
Custom Celebration. Bring your custom ride for a day of family fun at Lions. And it's $20 to get in, $35 to register a custom car. That is Saturday, October 19th. Now, here's a couple more. This is a lot going on just in these 2 weekends.
It's horrible.
Okay. Yeah.
And then if you want to know, Lions, of course, is in Rancho Dominguez, but go to Lions Automobilia Museum's website in order to sign up.
Okay, good. Now, there's this next one's down in your neck of the woods, and it's October 18th.
Oh, right. So if you have a Woody, this is your time. You got to go to the Doheny Wood Festival. It's the all-Woody car show once a year. And why is it saying the 18th? Is that's a Friday?
Hang on. You keep talking. I'm going to look this up.
Yeah. Okay. In the meantime, here's the deal. They're going to have over 100 Woodies, and you can have your classic Woody or a modified, hosted by Southern California Woodies Club.
It's October 19th.
So it is Saturday. Whoa, yeah. What a busy weekend from 8 o'clock till 3 p.m. down at Doheny State Beach. Now, this is a great location because you're out of the heat. And it might be foggy, which is even better for the photos. So get there early. Yeah, get there early. They do have a lot of parking. And this time of year, with all the tourists out of the way, it's a lot easier to get parking. But still, get down there early.
I went down there 25 years ago and took all these pictures and rode around in one of the cars. I don't think I ever wrote the story. So I owe these guys. Sorry, guys.
Shame.
Yeah, 100 classic and modified Woodies hosted by Southern California Woody Club. October 18th, 8 to 3, Doheny State Beach. And now one more thing before we get out of the calendar section. The 10th annual Galpin Car Show is October 20th. So that's Sunday. And this is the one they're calling the 10-in-1 car show because they have exotics, supercars, muscle cars, low riders. You just keep naming categories till you reach 10, and they're all going to be there. They claim that there will be over 1,000 cars at the 10th annual Galpin Car Show, October 20th, from 9 to 2 at Galpin, which is 15505 Roscoe Boulevard in North Hills, California. So that's our good buddy, Bo Bachman, nicest guy in the car industry.
Yes, I got to depose his dad one time in a lawsuit.
I hope that they didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, no, it was nothing to do with the cars. It was something completely unrelated. Okay. And his dad was a gem. And we did it at his office. It was in Van Nuys, though. Right next. Don't they have a restaurant there on
Van Nuys? Yeah, they have a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, they have a bunch of dealerships. They were all in one area. Yeah,
there's an Aston Martin. Ford, obviously, is the big one.
But, yeah, there was a Mazda. There was. He's got a lot of dealerships. So, that's a great. And a lot of people drive from way far away. I know a friend that went and got their Mustang from Galpin just because. These guys get special cars. Galpin's able to negotiate deals that other dealers can't.
Good.
There you go. Well,
there you go. And we are not getting any money from these guys. No. We're just throwing that out.
We're sponsored. We just know. We know the good stuff.
We know the good stuff. Okay.
We know the bad stuff, too.
That's all we got for calendar section here at the car show on KPFK 90.7 FM. I don't know if we're supposed to say the station.
Well, station ID is good at the beginning and at the end of the show, but that's fine. You can do it in between segments.
Okay.
But beginning and end is when the FCC really wants to hear it.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Do you think the FCC is listening to the car show?
No.
Who is listening to the car show?
Let us know. Send money.
Send money. Yes.
That's how
send
you
money.
Can tell us.
Send a $100 bill with a little note saying, I am listening.
Mm-hmm.
How's that sound?
Don't give up. I'm listening.
Don't give up.
Well, what do we have next, Mark?
Okay,
we're
into the news section now, and I spent a great, wonderful day at Jay Leno's garage. He is, speaking of nice guys, he is always so generous with his collection of cars. You read different totals for the cars and motorcycles that he has, and the numbers always seem to be over 200. I did not ask that specific question, but the news hook that got me in there, you know, like the PR company called me up and said, this is changing, so come on in and write something about it, was that Jay Leno's Garage, in addition, it's going to be on RIG TV, RIGTV.
Which is a new network, like a startup network.
I don't know.
I've never heard of it.
And he says, yeah, sometimes you hear these. You know, I don't know. I don't know what that is. It's available everywhere. I don't know. So RIG TV will also be available on Freevee, FUBU, Google TV, Sling TV, Plex, and RIG TV, not to mention YouTube. So I guess the deal now, Rig TV is from Fremantle's original production studio, the creators of Jay Leno's Garage, in addition to shows like The Deadliest Catch, Bering Sea Gold, and other. And I guess there's a show called Rig TV where they're out on an oil rig. So it's a bunch of like burly, brawny, sweaty guys, you know, out there in the elements trying to make a living.
Out here with these burly guys.
You're breaking up. Was that a Jay Leno imitation?
I'm trying to do my worst Jay Leno.
That might be the worst one. That's worse than mine. Pretty bad.
Yours was actually pretty good.
Yeah. So I got to go out and hang out there. And it was just, so that was the reason that got me in there. But he's just such a great guy. I showed up on a motorcycle. It was BMW R19. No, there's no R19. What am I saying? 719 R12. So I showed up on that and, you know, he comes walking. Oh, what do you got there? Oh, that's it. Oh, this is the new one. What's that? 100 horse? He never says horsepower. He always says horse. And, you know, he wanted to know the price and everything. And he has this great collection of motorcycles in there. Bruff Superior, Brough. And I said, is that how you pronounce it? Bruff? Said, yeah, that's how you pronounce it. And he's got a whole room dedicated to these English bikes from, I think they were pre-war, if I'm not mistaken, and they were guaranteed to go over 100 miles an hour, which was quite a thing. So he has one room dedicated to that. He's just got so many. He's such a diverse collection, and he's always so generous with it. He shows up at car shows. He has a gigantic Fiat that I don't know how it's, most of it is engine, and it's just this, I think it's a straight eight, but it's just the longest straight eight you've ever seen. He shows up to the Best of France and Italy, which is another show that's coming up in November. We'll get to that in a subsequent calendar section, maybe next week or the week after that. But he's very generous with all this stuff. And we are lucky to have him. And I will say, I had a splendid time there. So go and watch Jay Leno's Garage. You can see it on any one of those networks, or just go to YouTube and watch it. They have reviewed 1,100 cars so far. And I said, how do you pick which ones? And he said, they pick us. Yeah, so sure. It was great.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love his show. It's great. And he's got wonderful segments. Like I was mentioning to you off air, the Assess and Caress segment with his buddy who does appraisals. And they always posit him with one or two or three cars and ask him to try to guess what the price is. And it's always really funny, the outcome and Donald the discussion.
Donald Osborne. What a pair of those two are. They're very entertaining.
Yes.
Assess and Caress.
And of course, my favorite episode was when Keith Urban showed up in his Pagani. Yes, that was great.
Now, was that because of Keith Urban or because of the Pagani?
Yes, it was.
Or, well, Keith Urban. Duh. So we got Keith Urban. Who's the IndyCar driver?
Oh, Joseph Newgarden.
Newgarden. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So
that's the many lives and loves of Michelle Spencer.
There you go.
And none of these guys, no, Newgarden knows you exist, right?
In my dreams.
The maybe. Long Beach Grand Prix. Didn't you go there on press day?
Yeah. A bunch of times, but
just pretend you're interviewing him. I don't know. Here, I'm giving advice.
I should. Yeah. But I got to touch Keith Urban last weekend.
That I don't want to know. I don't.
Well, he ran in front of me at the concert.
Aren't we? Okay, let's move on.
So did you know that there's a sad story in the automotive museum world in Los Angeles? The Zimmerman Automobile Driving Museum in El Segundo has announced that it is closing. And it's closing soon. At the end of this month, October 2024, they're going to be holding whatever scheduled events that they had booked through the end of the year. So if you had an event there that you were counting on going on, it's probably still going forward. Their founder did not do his estate planning. This is what caused the museum to have to announce its closure. And all of the materials, all of the items, and, of course, all of the cars are going to have to be sold through the probate court. And that is going to happen in the spring.
Did the guy pass away?
Yes, he did.
Is that it? Ah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so if he would have set up, and this is, you know.
He should have done that car donation thing, put all the cars in the will to kpfk.org. And right? We want our readers to go do that right now. Go contact your lawyer, set up your will.
Set up your estate planning.
KPFK.
Just say, call somebody and say, I need to do some estate planning. Those are the key magic words.
Okay.
And they will tell you what kind of estate planning you need to do, whether it's a will or a trust. And if he had done that, then he probably would have been able to take care of all of the museum assets passing to a foundation to keep it running. But sorry, he didn't do it.
Or passing to KPFK, which he should have done and which you should all do. Yeah. You know,
okay. There you go. So anywho, their hours at the museum are going to continue through the end of this month. So Friday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. the next two weekends, and they're still going to have their Sunday rides. So there's two more left after this weekend.
Okay. Gee, that's too bad. There were so many fun things. I went to a lot of the things there.
Yeah, I went to a lot of events there too. And I got to drive around with Joey Logano. He took us in a Model T.
He has a nice collection. I interviewed him once about his collection. There, I think all but one are let's see. No, because he has a Hudson. I think he has a Hudson pickup truck, but most of them are Fords because, of course, he drives Fords in the cup or cup, as the cool guys on the inside say. Yeah.
There you go. And that's the kind of thing that can only happen at that kind of a museum. And there's nothing else like it. There just isn't. So it's such a tragedy.
Maybe some benefactor will be listening to this and he will swoop in and save the Zimmerman Museum and save kpfk.org. Generous donation.
So they could go to the probate court and tell the judge, I'm going to take care of all of this mess.
Yes, that'd be great.
The auction is supposed to be held in February or March. Date TBA. Sorry, we don't have a date.
Okay. Well, we'll keep you appraised of that situation. Okay. Now, there's another, we're bouncing back now to television. What do we have coming up on Netflix?
So we do have a certain date for the Senna series. Yes. Can't wait for this. On Netflix, they are doing a series of just going to be great documentary on Senna starting November 29th, just in time for holiday binge watching.
Okay. How many shows?
You know, they didn't tell us.
Oh, okay. Did you get a sense just in seeing the material that you've seen so far, whether it's going to be good or
I did. I felt like they did a good job. Yes. Okay. They worked on being authentic.
I was covering Formula One when Senna was racing, and I actually got to speak to him on occasion, and he seemed very cerebral. You know, he was like, he would think about something before he gave you an answer. And he just, I don't know, but I never really got over the fact that he tried to murder his teammate out on the track. So I don't know. I have sort of mixed feelings about Senna. I know that he is revered by race fans, and he certainly had a lot of talent. There's no question about that, but you should not try to murder your teammate.
Ever.
That's good legal advice, isn't it, Michelle?
Well, yeah, if you don't want to get sued. But
sued or thrown in jail or something.
But here's the interesting part is, will they actually deal with that in this series?
Yeah.
TBA. Yeah. So.
Well, you know, actually, you can see why he was so upset about that. There was a guy named Jean-Marie Balestra who ran the Fédération Internationale d'Automobile. And he was a little bit of a crazy guy, too. So, you know. You have two guys who believe that they are right, and inevitably that leads to a clash. I hope that is covered in this, because I was there. I was going from race to race in Europe covering this event, and I kind of got to know what was going on during that time. And I hope that part of it is at least brought up.
Right. If they're going to have some integrity and some cred, yes, they need to dive right into that and not gloss over it.
Yeah, our friend Art Garner, do you ever remember him when he was a PR guy at Honda and Toyota over the years? He has retired several years ago, and he is now writing or has written a book on A.J. Foyt, and I believe he is going to show up. I don't know the exact date yet, but they do book signings at Autobooks, Arrow Books, and Burbank. Speaking of biographies, so he's done a book on A.J. Foyt, and you can, I believe you can start buying it now, but we do not have the information yet because this has just gotten out, and we will fill you in on a subsequent episode of The Car Show here on KPFK 90.7 FM when we get that information. But nice. Michelle Spencer, as we know, is a practicing attorney, passed the bar on the first try. Mm-hmm. She's going to update us on this NASCAR brouhaha.
Right. As expected, the team owned by Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin and a few others called 2311, by the way. I've been mispronouncing it, 23XI. It's 2311.
That's their own fault. It's half, what is it? What do you call it? Hindu Arabic numerals and half Roman numerals.
Right.
It's their own fault, okay? Maybe it's 23ZXI, their name.
Anyway. We had reported.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right. No worries. But you're right. It's completely annoying. I share in your annoyance. We had reported earlier that the teams had retained an attorney, and he was an antitrust lawyer experienced in a federal court, and that they were consulting with this guy. And then we reported around a month ago that the talks had fallen out with 2311 and Front Row Motorsports, another smaller team, and that NASCAR had offered them a charter, a renewed charter. Okay. This is the second round of charters. They had not updated charters since they started this program.
Can you tell us what a charter is for those who don't know what a charter
is?
It sounds really funky and it sounds anti-competitive, and it shouldn't be that way in my opinion, but we get your legal opinion now, Michelle Spencer.
So here you go. When the NASCAR people are deciding who's going to be on the field, they are saying, we only want those teams that sign a charter agreement with us. Why? Because then we can decide on who gets all the money, who gets licensing, who gets portions of these profits from this and that. And it's a long, long, long document. We're talking 100 pages. And so in order to put your cars on the grid, you must have an agreement called a charter with NASCAR. Well, they had started this program with charters in 2016. They decided to renew with whoever wanted it. They pitched a new contract with a whole new bunch of revisions in it. And Team 2311 and Front Row said no. So went ahead.
If I could interrupt, why did they say no?
Oh, because they felt that they were getting jacked up and that NASCAR was taking all the profits. They were not being fair to the teams.
But
the teams were getting hosed.
I mean, it's not a government entity. It's a private racing organization. Can't they do that? Aren't they entitled to do whatever they want?
Good point. But does it stifle competition?
It does. Yeah, it does. That's true. You know, you're guaranteed a certain amount of money, then why get out of bed in the morning, you know?
Hi, so, I'm yeah. Bill Gardner, host of Rhapsody in Black. I play classic rhythm and blues from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Boogie with Bill Gardner every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 on KPFK 90.7 FM.
In their press conferences, and they said that the acquisition of ARCA series created a monopoly. They're saying that it violates the Fair Practices Act. They're saying that they are unfairly benefiting from the teams.
Okay, so
that's one part. Then they went ahead and made a motion this week to get a preliminary injunction. Now, why do they need this? Because they can't race.
Oh, they can't race at all?
They can't race. No, they refuse to sign the contract. So they have to meet this ridiculously high bar to get a preliminary injunction in this case. They have to show that they have a reasonable possibility of succeeding in the main lawsuit for antitrust, basically. And second of all, they have to show that they are going to have irreparable harm if this injunction isn't granted.
I, Judge Vaughn says they do, that they have a case and proceed.
Because they could lose their sponsors. That's the risk.
Yeah, and all kinds of other things. They have, like, each team has 80 or 100 guys working for it. And yeah, all kinds of tractor trailers and engineers. But why must they... Why can't NASCAR just be like any other racing series or any other competition where, you know, like golf or tennis, the best people show up and whoever's the best that weekend advances and gets on the grid and races and the best there wins. That would be the best for the fans, for everybody. It makes everything stronger. It's like the difference between being a wild animal out in the wild hunting down your prey and living in a zoo, waiting for the zookeeper to toss the steak over the moat to you. It doesn't seem right.
Yeah. Well, and then of course we know that the IndyCar series is jumping up into the same trough because they want to do this too with the charters.
Yeah, that ain't right, man. That
anywho, right. So you need to know when the hearing date is on their preliminary injunction, right? So it's November 4th. And NASCAR has to file an opposition soon, and they'll be able to make their arguments about the liability issues, about whether they're going to be able to prevail in the main lawsuit, and whether they will suffer irreparable harm if the preliminary injunction to allow them to race this season. And this is the 2025 season we're talking about.
Right. Starts with the Daytona 500, right?
Yep. Yeah. So they're trying to keep their cars on the track pending the resolution of the main part of the case. Okay. So don't get confused that this is the whole case coming to a head in November 4th. No, 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 no. This is just the preliminary injunction.
Okay. All right. And there's a lot more. There's a lot more about this subject at autoweek.com. Just go to the racing
section. There we go.
And there's a whole bunch of stuff there if you want to learn more. Thank you, Michelle. What else do we have here? We have a lot of news. We can't ever get to everything that we have here. You want to Roe v. V. That sounds interesting, Michelle.
Right. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't wait to talk about this. Have you guys heard that there's this new EV charging station concept? And it's just like a gas station, except there's more. There's a wash for your car. So you can get your car wash after you charge. They have a Wi-Fi lounge. They have 40 fast chargers that are for all EV brands. So it doesn't matter if you have a Tesla, if you have a Mitsubishi, if you have a Leaf, you can pull up at any of the 40 fast chargers, and you can push one lever and you'll get the type of attachment that you need for most. And then the second one is for Teslas. And so any car can just pull up to anyone. You don't have to have a special one for Teslas and then one for everyone else. Also, it's curated by Gelson's. They have a full shop in there where you can get snacks and hang out. And they have a whole wall of drinks. It's like a 7-Eleven in there.
Oh, you've been to this?
No, but I saw the videos.
Okay.
And right. This one is...
Where is it?
It's in Santa Ana. Okay. And it's opening October 15th. And so they were doing media day, and Rich on Tech was the one who posted the video about this. And I couldn't believe it. Okay, so next up is Costa Mesa, then Torrance, then Corona, and then Long Beach.
All right. So far, there's only one, though, right?
So far.
And then give the address for that again, if you have it.
I don't have the address. I'm sorry. I'd have the website.
Rove EV Charging.
That's it.
What's the website? I'll look it up while you keep talking.
RoveEVCharging.com.
Okay, we'll see. Your connection
and I think
is not
this,
private.
I think this is going to be a game changer, because who wants to sit in their car and read?
sit in some creepy corner of some far off parking lot. I've got information about that experience. Should we move on to my...
Sure.
Okay, opening October 15th in Santa Ana. No, they still haven't updated their own website. They're still talking in the future tense. So, but you go to Rove. Oh, it just says rovecharging.com. R-O-V-E charging.com. So but that doesn't give you the address. This is not smart. This is not a good start.
See, people.
And I'll tell you, we're going to segue now because we have to segue.
And then I'm going to explain to them.
into the last third of the show where we do reviews. And I had an electric car, or actually it was a truck. And here's the whole story. I'll give you the whole story, okay? It backs up. Dionysi, let's start with Dionysi, right? They make motorcycle riding gear. And in my opinion, it's just fantastic gear. It always fits. It seems very durable. It's comfortable. It doesn't leak. If you get a rain suit, you don't get wet. You stay dry in the rain. And so they sent me this one-piece leather suit that you wear at a racetrack. So if you're like Mark Marquez or Valentino Rossi and you're going around a racetrack, you have to wear this suit because when you fall off your bike there, it's far more likely that you are going to go sliding for a while, maybe. I don't know.
Right. So you don't want road rash.
Yeah, and you're always pushing the limits on a racetrack. So they gave me this suit, and I wrote a review of it at autoweek.com. And they said, oh, so what else are you going to do with it? And I said, I don't know. Maybe I'll go to a track school. And so, bing, they send me this thing. Hey, how about this track school? And it's called Champ School, which was originally started. It started at the, what is it, in Utah, that racetrack up there that is in Tule, Utah, west of Salt Lake City. And they had it there for many, many years. And then that place was closing, or the school was closing there. And so they said, hey, do you want to continue the school? And a couple of guys got together and they just loved the school so much. And they continued it. And it is now called Champ School. And you can find out about it at, this is kind of an interesting name, RideLikeAChampion.com.
All right.
A little bit long if we're looking at names of places to go race. So they had a school, a two-day motorcycle school at Button Willow, right? Everybody knows where Button Willow is. It's up in the middle of the Central Valley. And this was last week that I went up there. And so I had the suit and I had the reservation at the school, but I didn't have a motorcycle because I have a Suzuki SV650. Thank you, Ben, for giving me that bike. And it is on the fritz at the moment. So I couldn't take that. So I had to look around. Now this school is sponsored by Yamaha. So I called Yamaha and said, I'm going to this school where they sponsor you. And can you give me an R3? Now an R3 is like, I don't know if it's exactly 300 cc's, but it's a small, lightweight, tossable. It's a very fun motorcycle. And I was going to take that up there. I have ridden an R3 on a racetrack at Thunder Hill. I did this same school at Thunder Hill for just one day during the course of that motorcycle introduction. And I thought, well, that'd be a great thing. You know, it's not too much power. I can probably learn a lot with that thing. But they said, well, we don't have one available on those dates. They thought I would like drop it in every turn and they just didn't want to pay for all the marker lights they'd have to replace. But anyway, I was not able to get a Yamaha and I started calling around, and as they always do, BMW came through. I am a BMW motorcycle slappy. I just love them. They are right now. I have that R12 that Jay Leno loved, and they're just so well constructed. The shift, the clutch, the brakes, the steering, everything is just so right across the board in all different models that they produce. So the BMW guy says, how about an M1000R? Now, if you know motorcycles, that is like, it's not too far away from what you're seeing in MotoGP or something. I mean, this is God. Like a pure performance superbike. And so I said, okay. And this thing, it redlines at 14,000 RPM, for instance. It has over 200 horsepower. It is just, it is nutty, man. What they say is it's a superbike meets dynamic roadster. 205 horsepower, top speed of 174 miles per hour. I mean, do you know what the wind force is at 174 miles per hour? That's like stepping out of your, not your private jet, but you know, your twin turboprop airplane, it's a lot. So this bike is incredibly competent. It's a 4-cylinder, 1,000 cc's, just nutty. And of course it has M the same way that the BMW cars have M. They have attained this level of performance. So that's the motorcycle. And then I need something to haul it up to this track because I didn't want to ride this thing for, you know, 2.5 hours or however long. In this thing, it wouldn't take that long. But so I started thinking, well, who has a, you know, because in automotive journalism, we have access to a press fleet and we can get a lot of different options. And I called the guys who do the GMCs and the Chevrolets because I thought, oh, I'll get a nice big Silverado with a long bed and everything will be groovy. I can even sleep in that thing. And they said, how about a GMC Hummer EV? And I'm like, what?
Oh.
GMC Hummer EV. So, yes, I said, because I'm an idiot. So I got this GMC Hummer, and let me just read you some specs on this thing. It weighs over 9,000 pounds. The range on it, when I picked it up, or when they dropped it off, it had 80% charge and was an indicated 373 miles range, meaning that if you kept driving the same way that the previous driver had been driving, you could get over 400 miles on this. Now, that's not their EPA range figure, but it is certainly possible with this. It gets 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. It is this, what is the contradiction? It's a rolling contradiction. It looks cool. People liked it. So for whatever that's worth. But the problem is it had a 5 foot bed and the motorcycle was 6 feet long. So I had to put it in diagonally and strap it down all over the place. I think it needs more, hookup points in the bed. It didn't have enough to my taste. And those don't cost much to install. It's certainly, but anyway, so I got a lot of help putting that thing up. I borrowed a ramp. In fact, my friend, Mark Garcia gave me a motorcycle ramp, just said, here, take it. It's like, he's like washing his hands of this whole affair. So anyway, the bike loaded, strapped down, I drive up there and it's 105 degrees on the 2 days that we did this. Motorcycle racing school. But I got to tell you, man, it was a great experience. The whole thing from beginning to end, because you don't really know what's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to get this whole operation off the ground and get going. And I got up there and the guys at the Champ U driving school or Champ School, I guess they call it Champ U.
Champ U Yamaha on bike training school.
Yes. So they have a number. Oh, good, good. They have a number of different classes. The one that I was signed up for 2 days would cost $2,695. But they feed you. They give you a ton of water, so you're constantly hydrated. We would go out on the track for a while, and then we'd come back in, and they would go over various things to learn about how to drive. I should say, ride more efficiently, more safely, and of course, faster. And I will say that in the course of these 2 days, I rode a motorcycle around a track faster than I have ever been in my entire life.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. And they do things, some very interesting things. Like they start out with, first of all, they send you this online course that anybody can sign up for I think it's $95. And you can learn a lot of what they're going to tell you in the school on this online course. So, you know, go to ridelikeachampion.com and have a look at that. They'll give you a couple of, I think you can look at a couple of videos and see what they're talking about. One of the things they do is they show these instructor guys, they get the front tire of a motorcycle and they just put it on the ground. So there's no wheel on it. There's nothing else. They put it on the ground. They start pushing on it just to show you how far you can lean, just to give you an idea how far you can lean on this thing and how grippy a motorcycle tire is. And you'd think that that's, you know, what is that about? It's actually quite instructive. And you can see right in front of you, you can see the contact patch as you flatten the tire down on the track surface. So, I mean, that was just one of many, many different things they say. And so we would go out and I would follow. I was going fastest when I was following the instructor. I don't know why. I mean, I knew the line around the track. You learn the line around Buttonwillow pretty quickly, but for some reason I just felt a lot more comfortable doing it behind the instructor. And then one thing that they do is you ride on the back of a superbike with a pro rider riding.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that's got to be scary as hell.
I would say it's scarier than that. So
you're brave. So what did you grab onto?
Well, okay, on the gas tank, there's a big loop of metal, mm-hmm. and you just hang on to that. And man, oh man, it's like sometimes in life, you're going along and you're in some situation where you think, I might die here, and I'm okay with that. I thought, yeah, so what? It's a good way to die, right? You're going to go out. There'd probably be a story in Auto Week about it. You'd take over the radio show, so it'd be good for you. And you're thinking all this as you're going around. And the idea is that if you're hanging on to this thing, you can really get a sense of how far a motorcycle can lean over in a turn. And it's really far. I mean, those pictures that you see of your buddy Mark Marquez or Valentino Rossi or take your pick, Freddie Spencer, depending on whatever age of motorcycle, Agostino, you know, whatever era you are from, you can really get a sense of how far those guys can lean over. And it all helps out. So I was inspired. I never fully trusted it myself when I was doing it. I was leaning over much farther than I think I've ever leaned over before. I am ashamed to say, I still have not scraped a knee. Have you ever scraped a knee, Michelle?
Well, not doing that.
It was a great experience. And you know, there's a lot of the usual camaraderie with everybody in the school. And I got to stay in beautiful Bakersfield. That was nice.
Oh, yes. That's always lovely.
Bakersfield. And one thing that I learned, if you're going to do this, if you take the course, they will rent you your suit, your one piece driving suit. They will rent you a motorcycle, helmet, everything you need.
Oh, really? Like the sock and everything?
Not quite everything. You need to wear underneath you they're like long johns. They allow you to slip into the suit, because slipping into a motorcycle suit is really hard to do, it turns out. And getting out of it is really hard to do. And some people get kind of claustrophobic. And some people, I didn't see this, but I've heard that some people panic, like they're stuck in there. I had to go to the Bakersfield, to Dick's Sporting Goods in Bakersfield, and I bought I bought this Under Armour stuff, and it is so much nicer, and it helps you with the heat too. I give two thumbs up to RideLikeAChampion.com, to the Champ U school there. They have one day schools. They have a school just for street riding. They have a lot of stuff. We have less than a minute to go here, Michelle. Do you have any great thoughts, words of wisdom?
No, I just would like everybody to make sure that they go to our Facebook page and give us a like. We've got quite a few that have joined recently and are following us for our content. And it's at the Car Show on KPFK 90.7 FM on Facebook. Oh,
very good. Thank you. And Ricardo, wherever you are, please come back. All is forgiven. Everything's groovy. And please don't forget to generously donate to the Car Show on kpfk.org. And we will see you next week. Stick around for Bill Garner, Rhapsody in Black.
What's a radio?
A radio? That's the thing in the car where we hear the news and music while we drive you to school.
So a radio's a part of a car?
No, I mean, yes, it can be part of a car, but you can get radios by themselves. A radio is like your phone, but you just listen to it. You don't talk to it.
But I like talking on the phone.
But it's very important to listen sometimes. You can learn a lot from the radio. Your mom and I like to listen to KPFK. It gives us a lot of information we don't hear on other radio stations. Plus, they also play lots of really cool music.